You know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right. Thanks for the memos. And the letters also in communications. By the way, someone asked the other day, are there words to the What Do You Know theme, and could John sing them?
No and no.
Okay.
I could write some lyrics.
Yeah. Would you do that for
sure?
Have them by next time?
Yeah, for our next 20, for the 50th anniversary.
Okay, that'd be great. You can remember to do that, though. Okay. I own Prisoners, audience-wise, I mean. I'm a favorite in many lockups around the country, and including Federal Correctional Institution McKean in Bradford, Pennsylvania, and I'm always glad to hear from these guys, but you know, when you get out, and I certainly hope you do, don't look me up, please. Can't help you beyond this. It's just I just do radio, that's all. But he says, I'm listening to you give away wine to a lady who met two guys in the laundry. Been a fan of your show since 98 in Sitka, Alaska, NPR. Currently, it's cloudy, Sunday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Your show is a favorite, along with Living on Earth and Folk Music on NPR, WPSU, Pennsylvania State. Shout out. I'm in special housing unit, segregation. The show is extra enjoyable. Because I am. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons allows a Walkman radio, but at McKean, no legal work until it's approved. So unless I get my criminal appeal work and several civil claims pending or get myself represented, I may be stuck listening to What Do You Know? So thank you very much, Thomas Sensky over there. Good luck to you, Thomas. There are many listeners, and I always think they should include them in our audience figures.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, they can't get away from it. You know, I mean, they're stuck there, but they don't have to listen, though, and I think it's an important segment of our audience. John Hoffheimer says, if International House of Pancakes is abbreviated IHOP, is International House of Radio abbreviated IHOR? Oh, thought of that. Listening to your 25th anniversary show today in WGVU in Muskegon. Been a fan of yours for at least 26 years. First time I heard you was on WGN. I was living in Wheaton. You were co-hosting with that former Copter reporter. I still remember the conversation with her about Consuelo, who you said was your housekeeper. You would sometimes talk about the two of you at home. I also remember that you seemed to be a little hypersensitive when your co-host kidded you on the air by saying something like, are you two ever going to get married? And that you snapped at her by saying something like, will you lay off me? Why do you keep asking me that? Then I remember several seconds of dead air, maybe the sound of a door slamming. After that, I don't remember you hearing again that day. Well, by the way, at the risk of making you hypersensitive, I have to ask, did you ever marry Consuelo? No, she had to go back to Uruguay. Hello, Michael. I was listening to your show last Saturday when you were looking for a wedding to crash. You were told at Appleton Call that you would get to Appleton or Nina, but not Menasha. What the heck were you thinking? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I always do Menasha jokes.
Right,
they never
exactly.
Go over, but I don't know why I do them. But Twin City, Nina, Menasha. You know, all the churches are in Nina and the bars are
bars
in Menasha.
Are in Menasha.
You know, the usual thing. It's like Kenosha and Racine, you know, same thing. You got to go to Menasha. It's a new Bohemia of the Fox Valley, the new Soho. We have the Wild Apple Gallery, the Wreath Factory, Otter Creek Landscape, the Mix Design Center, the Art Affair, Out of Hand Gallery, and the best wine shop and single malt scotch selection north of Chicago at Club Liquor. We have a 100-slip marina, some cool bars, Jitters, Club Tavern, the Blind Pig, the Menasha Grill, best Cajun menu, the Salsa Bar, star of the movie The Hungry Bull. Come on, that's not true. And where else can you get new 1970s, 80s vintage disco with a spinning mirror ball than at the Attic in Menasha?
That's what I'm talking about.
Two-wheeled Tuesday at the Locker Room attracts over 100 motorcycles a week. Michael, wake up. If you don't Menasha, you don't know Menasha, then you don't know hip. Okay, Jim Putman. I'll see you up there. We're going to be doing a show in Menasha.
Yeah, when is it?
Yeah. So
no.
We'll find out if all this is true. It sounds like we're going to Valhalla, but, it'll be Menasha. Bob Stuckert, I heard your lament about the Madison Airport needing a snappy name. It has one already, Truax Field. Okay. All right, that's true. But the airport itself, they don't call it Truax Field. I just thought they should call it something other than Dane County Airport, because it sounds like they fly, you know, as far as Bloomer, Wisconsin, and then back again, you know. So they call it, you know, International. That's all they got to do. Dane County International Airport.
International Airport.
Yeah. We fly to the UP or something, you know. And I know the UP is not international, but to us it is. Beware Cash Bar, especially in Chippewa. Duncan knows what's up. The whole town would show up for an open bar. Okay, that was not. We were looking for a place to go during the Chelsea wedding. We had no place to go. Cash, here's another one, Cash Bar. Our bar bill was over $17,000 when his daughter got married. Julianne Jacobs Griffin. So she thinks it's justified. Okay. International Left-Handers Day was on the same day as our anniversary. Hi, Michael, long-time listener. One of the funniest things I ever heard on the show was when you ask one of the audience a question. What is it that a Scotsman wears under his kilt? And her response was, it's never worn, it's always fresh. Okay. Tesla came up the other day because we were doing county fair, and Tesla was playing one of the county fairs, and none of us could remember their big hit. Turns out it was called Love Song. Test by Tesla.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Love Song by Tesla. Yeah. Okay, this guy said no one would be calling in from a county fair. What are you thinking? Okay. Amadeus was actually the best picture of 1984. Okay, so I was... Color Purple was the best picture in 1985. I said that, the reunion thing, whatever it was. Okay, that's not good. Oh, Global Humidity. Tracy Coombs says, I shared your crack about global humidity with Russ Feingold, who's our senator running again, at Sunday's annual picnic in Middleton, and gave you credit. He laughed, but probably won't use it in any debate over sunspots. With Ron Johnson. That's a big issue right now, whether or not there is global warming over Wisconsin.
Right.
And by the way, there is, for future reference, there is such a thing as global humidity, apparently. So I was inadvertently right about something. Because of global warming, though. Okay. Which came first, the global warming or the global humidity?
That's the eternal question.
Yes. I was disappointed, John Beach says, with your answer last week about the composition of the sun and stars. The fact is, we have known the composition of the stars and sun with great precision for most of a century. Cecilia Payne discovered about 1920 that the stars nearly all hydrogen and helium. Well, I think we're talking about trace elements here, John. So the nearly 100% hydrogen and helium does not mean they're all hydrogen. And I think we're talking about that we don't know the composition beyond the hydrogen, the obvious composition. And here's the actual memo sent in by someone. This is employees receive this memo, and it's short, and that's good. And here it comes from their boss, I guess. It says, and it reads just as, for all of you who left without your underwear, they are all here in the lobby. Those office parties are getting out of hand. Thank you very much for that memo, and send them all to us. That was a long way to go to get to a very short memo. And otherwise, it's just more bathroom memos and follow-up.
A lot of bathroom memos.
Earlier memos about men using the women's room, and but that could go on next week easily, since we're not on. And so where can they send those, Jim?
Send all of those memos and communications to Thanks for the Memos, Michael Feldman, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Or you can go to the email address at whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, post it there.
Yeah.
Or you can go to notmuch.com, post it there.
Oh, you can do all that then,
sure,
huh?
Why not?
Yeah, and you gave the physical address. There is a physical address that you can actually send things to. You still do that kind of thing.
Yes.
And our Facebook, you know, what is that? Job Liberty?
That's right. Facebook, Michael Feldman Show.
Yeah.
What do you know?
What do you know? Yeah. Check us out on Facebook. And be our friend.
Oh,
be our like. They don't do friends anymore. You either like.
Oh.
It's likes. Somebody likes. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
How many likers do you have?
Well, we're coming close to that 5,000 magic number when they throw you off of Facebook entirely.
Yeah.